Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Step Connections Episode 4. My name is Aaron Chaffee, and I'm here today with Mr. Draghi, who is a Chief Investment Officer for the City of Hartford. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We will now start with the questions.
All right, so we'd just like you to give us like a little like brief description of your job before we start with like some of the basic questions.
Well, first is I think it's very interesting, the topic of, you know, what makes success. I hope when you guys figure it out, you'll let me know. The brief description of my job, I was thinking about it in anticipation of coming here, and I guess I hate to say it this way, but it's almost like being a ship captain, although not as exciting, because basically we have what I consider and what everyone should consider a significant amount of money that we invest for folks, but no one, you know, so basically you have funds and things in structures that don't change quickly. So you have to think, you know, down the road in various periods of time as to what types of investments will manage to not, I guess I would say, to not do too badly if things do go badly, and will do well if things go the way you hope things go, and that you can basically chart a course that makes things come out well in the end. And it's tricky because, thankfully, these days we do have the benefit of many different things economically that we can invest in. But there's also risk in all those things. So no one, like I would say, so like a ship captain, can't do everything himself. A ship is too big. But he can rely on other folks and rely on the fact that hopefully the ship is built right and envisioned to work right, and that this weather hopefully doesn't get too stormy. But if it does, everybody knows what they're supposed to do, and you have the right things at hand to get through all that. So I don't know. That may be a goofy way to think of it, but it's probably the easiest analogy I can think of.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Wallingford, and it's kind of funny. Other than my time at UConn and a brief period of time living in Middletown, I've never lived anywhere else. I also said I've never lived outside of Connecticut for any extended period of time, so I always think that something at the border might go off if I leave the state.
Did you enjoy school?
I think I enjoyed it as much as most people do. Or did at the time. You know, like all of you, I'm sure you look forward to summer vacation, and I always did. And you kind of, at least I always dreaded going back in the fall. But while I was there, I thought it was fine.
So was school easy for you, or?
No, I don't think it was ever easy. I think, like with most people, I would say that I enjoyed it well enough. I like most of the teachers I think back on very fondly. I think of most of the kids I knew as friends, and generally speaking, I still see a few, so I certainly keep that in mind, and you know, that's positive reinforcement. But, you know, it's tough. Every day is tough. You know, you're always, what would you say, you always have homework, you always have things you don't want to do. There's always a list of things that bother you that, you know, maybe are the things that, I don't know, you want to avoid. I remember being in Lyman Hall, and I had math in the afternoon, and it was, whatever class it was, it wasn't my favorite. And we tended to have fire drills every so often, and I would always be the first one out of the room and the last one back in.
Where did you receive your education?
Well, I started, it was funny, the other thing we used to joke about for a while there, every school I went to closed down. So I started at a school, Simpson Avenue School, which is in Wallingford, or was in Wallingford. It's now, I think, condominiums or something. Then I went to Robert Early, which is now the town hall, which was kind of a neat place to go because it was in the center of town. And, you know, it was a good place. There was little candy shops around and all that, a lot of places to cut through to get there and back. And it was kind of an interesting mix of kids from different schools. Went there for a few years, and then everybody kind of went either to Lyman Hall or Sheehan or whatever, so folks kind of broke up a bit. And then to Lyman Hall, which I was there for the 4 years and enjoyed it. But and then I, in college, went to UConn. And really, you know, I would say, you know, and I've said this before, you know, school is good, there's good and bad. College, I think, is a really good experience for folks. I mean, you kind of get to spread your wings a little bit more. It's not that there still aren't things you don't like, just like everything we've talked about, but I think that, you kind of get to see where you can go, and you expand, and you hopefully learn about more things that you really want to know about.
How has your family contributed to your success?
Well, my definitely has contributed a lot. I think, I was the first person in my father's family to go to college. But it was kind of funny going back as a kid. You know, it was, I don't want to say it was always expected that that's what we would do, because back then we were, I don't know what I would say about it, but, it was questionable. It was an option, but it wasn't something that we had our hearts set on. It wasn't something that everyone did. And I would say back in those days, a lot of the kids, especially in the Wallingford school system, it was, a lot of kids would go out and get jobs, and a lot of folks I went to high school with did a good share. But I would say that, I had family members who had gone on to higher education and or who wanted to. So that was what I wanted to do. And at least that's what I thought about. Now, I would say it would have helped to have a better idea of what I wanted to do when I got out. I just kind of had a fuzzy idea of going to college and getting some kind of job where, you'd be in an office. And that's about as far as it went. Thankfully, it all came together all right eventually.
Who in your family influenced you the most?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I would say, though, I don't know if I could pick one person. I think it really was they say that it takes a village, right, to make people. It certainly takes a family, I think, to make everybody, what they want to be or what they think they should be. My dad, worked hard and at multiple jobs and had to make up for some of the things he didn't learn early in life, but he did it. And the same with my mother, worked hard and worked a lot. So while I knew I was okay with working hard, which made it easier in school, because in school, I think, you work hard and, you have your fun, you learn about things you like, but, you have to get through a lot of things and you all do it. So I think that was a good example, but I had plenty of aunts and uncles and grandparents who were always the same, pretty steady about, learning, being smart is good, obviously. I would say, I don't know how it is with you guys, but like you get good grades and it looks like you're smart and you are smart, but it is work and it's hard. And so learning to work hard is a good example for anybody who wants to be smart, I think.
Who was your biggest role model growing up?
Gosh, that's a good question. And I hate to say I've never really thought about it that much. I had a cousin who went to Yale, so that was always something to shoot for, but I really didn't know him very well because he had gone off and made his way in the world. But that was something people held up to me as something that would be, great if you could do it. But other than that, I'll tell you, it was mostly sports figures and things like that I looked up to. And most of them are people you probably wouldn't know at this point. But, people who did well but seemed to be pretty good guys, too. That's kind of the thing I think of.
When did you realize that you wanted to become an investment officer?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know that I ever got to that point, although I would say that when I started working in the investment world, which was working at the State of Connecticut Treasurer's Office, I was really handling the what they call the back office, which was basically working on how records are kept, how the processes work to make sure that money doesn't turn out to be missing. So seeing the other folks, kind of the front office folks, working and making decisions and executing transactions and developing relationships and figuring out how money should be invested helped me a lot. And then, of course, I got, by virtue of having to know how to deal with them and how to structure things, I learned a bit of what they were doing. And knowing that, I knew I could do it. And fortunately, I did get an opportunity because the path I was on was not necessarily in that direction, but the opportunity did eventually come, and it's been very fortunate. But so it was really through observation, but being in a place to be able to take advantage of it.
Were there any fears entering this career?
I would say fear is kind of a daily occurrence. And, these days, the fear is, you know, when you turn on the news, it seems like every day the world could fall apart, which would be a bad thing, I think. Although I guess we would consider it a buying opportunity. I think certainly when you're younger, especially, you don't know what you're going to do. And you really don't know if it's going to work out. I mean, hopefully you guys can avoid this because colleges are better, or any places are better at giving you practical experience. Even what you're doing in this class gives you more practical experience than I probably had. When I decided what to major in college, I had no clue. When I ultimately decided on accounting, it was because it got me out of the college in 4 years with a job, and a bunch of other people I knew and whose opinion I respected seemed to think it was a great thing. But when I got out, I had no idea if I'd really like it. And then even then, you don't know. You know, there's no point where things click and you say, okay, I've actually succeeded at something. You know, I think you're always trying to do better and to succeed in whatever you see in front of you. But it's half of it is fear of not succeeding. Right?
Do you have any advice to, like, get over those fears besides, like, trying to figure it out as you go?
John would probably say I give a lot of advice. I was going to say, I don't know. I'd like to say I try to avoid giving advice. But I think the biggest thing about anything like that, where you fear, you're afraid or you're tentative or whatever, is just to understand every single person in the world is like that at some point. And matter of fact, at many points. There's lots of things that, I do to this day that, you know, like we had talked about before, things you maybe don't like that, you know, you have to do every once in a while, whatever, you know, go to the dentist, whatever. You know, it helps to think how you get through it, you know, that you will get through it. And like I said, that, you have it in you. There's something there. You know, you got to trust yourself a little bit. Because, I mean, I can say I've had, at times, I think, as little confidence as anybody. But little by little, you realize it's like you're worth plenty and you can do a lot.
If there was another career you could have chose, what would it be?
I'm sorry.
If there was another career that you could have chosen, what would it be?
Well, let's start with baseball and go through all the sports. and then maybe into art. But, I think as far as things that actually were close by that were things, I originally thought I wanted to be a doctor, a medical doctor. I found out that you kind of have to do certain things like with cadavers and all that, totally freaked me out. So that was kind of like, okay, that's never going to happen. But I would say one thing I've learned in being involved in investments, so I guess this is something that gives you an indication that it's something that you like doing. It's like, I wish I knew more about the real nuts and bolts of it. Like my analogy about the sea captain thing, you're kind of on a big ship and you don't really ever touch the engine. You never, touch the steering wheel. You just tell other people what to do, or you help them know what you want to do. Now that I've been in it more, I wish I knew more about getting inside, seeing how companies operate and what makes some of them successful and others not. So even though I am supposedly a financial analyst as part of some of these designations, a real financial analyst, like there's different types, okay? So what I do is fine. That is what I am. But knowing more and how to analyze things would be better. So it's kind of funny. I do think it's something that I like because I'd like to do more of it and more intensely, I guess, would be a way to say it.
How long have you had this job?
What is it? People always say too long. it's like 12 years. I would say this current job, the current element of this job is 7. I've been at the same place for 12, and before that, the prior place I was at for 15 years. But like for you guys' sake, I did look at it because I took a brief look at my resume because I never really pay attention to dates, and I just in case somebody asked me about dates. But the job I had for 15 years, I thought I was going there for a year or two, just as kind of a transition to something else. And I look back, and I had 5 different levels that I was in, and really the type of work I did totally evolved. So it was kind of neat. Every year or two, something different would come up, and the something different was usually driven by something outside of me, like someone left or whatever. But it was always more more responsibility, and it was always more interesting, fortunately. So that's how you stay at a place for 15 years or whatever, because you're able to do that. Since then, coming to this job, I think I've been a little more patient, but it's been the same thing where it's, you know, there was a certain period of time where I learned about it, and then there was more of a time when I had more effect on things. But it's been interesting, and, you know, while it's interesting, you know, you can manage to stick with something.
What has been your biggest accomplishment?
I guess I'd have to say being a father. I mean, that's by far, I don't know, if I'd say hard, it's intense, you know. And the thing about it is with all of you, with your personal lives, you know, there are certain things that matter more to you. So, like, work matters a lot, and it'll be a big part. Your career will matter a lot. But you can always go home. You could always say, if things don't work out, you can find another job. You can't find another family.
What aspects of your job do you enjoy the most?
The two things. The people I deal with, which probably a lot of folks would say, and also just the fact that, you know, my job is knowing things. So when I go in, I'm looking at what's happening in the world, and there's a lot of interesting things, and it's fun. There are things that are fun to know about, and it tends to help a lot with what I do every day. So it's kind of an interesting mix. And then the good thing is not only do you learn about things, but then you can actually do things, do something about it. Obviously, you're not having an effect on an issue, but you are reacting to it in a way that you think is useful or beneficial.
What are the biggest challenges you came across in your career?
Well, I'll tell you that. Another thing, you know, it's funny, you don't think about it that much when you're doing things day to day. But I would say the biggest challenge in a lot of ways is sometimes boredom. Because, with you guys, what we're talking about, I mean, you know, not to say, but you have to get through being bored with things. Because there were times in my career where there was, you know, months at a time when you're doing things that you really don't love doing. And you have to kind of be tough and get through it. And do well, and, you know, not punch out, you know, not say, hey, this is too dull, this is, or I'm being mistreated or whatever. You kind of have to get through it. And like I've kind of thought about, it's like, think about, you know, if you really don't like something, you know, what you learn from difficult stuff, if it's something you really don't like, you have to plan how to get around it, get by it, do something else. But you have to think about it, digest it, plan for what the next thing is, and do that different thing.
Do you have any tips for someone wanting to pursue your career?
Well, I don't know that, you know, I would be able to tell somebody better than anybody else. It's kind of, you know, become, I would say that the nature of what gets done by someone like me has gotten to be, it's a little bit of a dinosaur career these days, because you folks may be aware, but pension funds are starting to be rarer and rarer things. But the fact that people invest for their retirement is more important and more prevalent than ever. So I guess what I would tell folks is it's very important to, you know, do well at something. I mean, a lot of folks I deal with who do this type of thing. So now, like, the nature of how you do it is different, but the demand for in, you know, retirement planning, investing, you know, people knowing things about investments is higher than ever. But I think it's important because people can be, you know, liberal arts majors, they can be engineering majors, they, you know, accountants, lawyers, etc. There's every, you know, people have studied a lot of things can get there. It's really just an interest in make, you know, kind of how things work and how to make them work better. That's kind of the best thing for you. But I would say that once you get to a point where, say, either in college, like even in high school, if you can start looking at things, economics and, you know, accounting or business-oriented things, it's helpful. But knowing about science and things like that is helpful, too. So, but then when you get into college, you would want to, you know, be more maybe, you know, I would say that accounting is great because it's the language of businesses. To some extent, finance is really where, if you really want to understand how businesses work, finance is a good major for that, and I'm not, you know, endorsing endorsing that as, but I think that if I were to do it, I would tell someone that's kind of, you know, get a good foundation and understand economics, and even in your working life, try to, you know, like even as part-time jobs, if you can work in businesses where you see kind of a little bit and wonder how the business works and why does the business work, and then evolve that through learning more about economics, which is the sea, the ocean, you know, that the ship is on. And then learn a little bit how, you know, about ships. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, getting into more of the business or at least the finance side of things. And you can do that in college. You can do it post-college. But I would say that, you know, I felt like I meandered probably for 5 to 10 years doing things that, you know, were a little sideways. And I wish I had taken a more direct line.
So our big question is, what do you think it takes to be successful today? Mm-hmm. So kind of just like summing up everything that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the key thing to success is really having a certain amount of confidence in yourself. And even when you're not feeling confident, because the other thing is every step of the way as you move on through your life, you're always up against something bigger and I don't know, maybe harder than it was before. And you never know you're going to succeed. You hope you're going to succeed, right? And the only thing you can control, and this is the one thing, I guess, is knowing you can try hard. And sometimes, you know, the trying hard is not just, which I've found, you know, working hard, working a lot. Sometimes it's thinking better. And I would say those, so you have to try, you know, the working hard is a good thing to do. But working smart or thinking, allowing your brain to process things and having the confidence that you can do it and that you know you'll try, I think that will get you through almost anything.
Are there any more questions for Mr. Draghi?
What helped you, like, build confidence through your career?
I think failing. when you do something and it doesn't work out that well, you realize that, well, how bad is it, right? And you start thinking, hey, you know, if that's as bad as it is, and yeah, maybe it's something I don't like. Maybe I don't like not getting the things I wanted. Maybe I didn't like not getting the job or the assignment I wanted. But, you know, you stop and you say, okay, well, what can I do about it? And once you start doing something about it, then you're going to make progress.
Go ahead. So for people who don't really know what to major in, like entering college and everything, would you have any advice for like either finding something that they like or something that they could major in to open up their options?
Well, you know, I would say that, you know, when I think back, I think I first said I wanted to be an architect, an engineer. An agricultural engineer, whatever that is. And then I was going to major in general business, and then it became accounting. But I thought twice and thought about finance or some other thing. So I would tell you that it almost seems like a blur of things, and I think it is. Everybody's got to understand it's very hard to know what you want to do when you get older unless you have some insights because of something you've seen as an experience or something from your family or from your friends or neighbors or whatever, or teachers or whatever. So I think that the key thing is to keep your eyes open, keep your mind open, and, you know, and it's fine. And, you know, I guess the other thing is don't be afraid to make a decision and change your mind. You know, one thing I learned probably too late was you have to make decisions. You know, the you fail when you don't make decisions. That's the only time you fail, because making a decision with the best information you have, with the best thoughts you can bring to bear, is what you have to do. And if you make mistakes or if it's not the right decision, you change it. And that's what I would say. Keep your eyes open. Do some research ahead of time, because there are things you're probably more likely to, you know yourself better than anybody does. And then you do what you can based on that, as far as you make the best choices, and then you know, see how you like it. But keep your eyes open. The beauty of college is you can take any kind of class in the world, most places. And, you know, if you find things that are interesting, you know, that could be the key for you.
So you said your biggest accomplishment was being a father, but what's your biggest accomplishment in your career?
Well, that's a good question. I would, well, you know, I guess it's all subjective at different times. You know, I think it was a big deal for me because basically when I was working kind of in that back office environment, you know, I learned a lot about other things, which was helpful. When there was an opportunity to take over an actual investment role, I was in the position to do it because I had a certain amount of background in that area, and no one else was there to do that, so I took that over. So taking, you know, charge of the real estate portfolio at the state of Connecticut, which was at its time, you know, up to $1 billion potentially, helped me with a lot with confidence. But then after I ultimately decided to leave that and go to something else, which is where I am now, taking a chance by going to a place where I would just be doing investments, not any other back office, not any other of the, what we say, the business side of investing, and try to learn the rest of it and then pull it all together and become the chief investment officer was a big deal to me. That kind of said I had moved my career from where it started, which was all fine, to some place where I really wanted to be. And, believe me, it took all that time to really think what I wanted to be, to come to grips, to come to terms with it. I was always doing things I liked relatively well, but there was always something I wanted to do more. This, I'm not going to say I never wanted to do anything else, but this was what I wanted to do.
Thank you, Mr. Draghi, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in.